Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, so full of sunshine at this time. We thank God for it today. We thank God for being alive. We thank God for all that he has done and is doing in our lives. We want to give him praise and honor today. And most of all, today we are thanking God for you. And you, and those that you have texted and called and messaged, and however you get a message to them, told them to listen out today, because something good is going to happen to you today. And this is your day. So call them and let them know if you want to get in on your day. See what God got for you? Get online, because we're there. You got to be online today, because God is going to do wonders for you today. And we thank God for you. May he bless you real good. And if you didn't, those that didn't have the number, 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. You give us a call and someone will answer, and we will take your prayer request, whatever it may be. And if you want us to let you say something, we will let you say something if you want to. Now, don't forget, you want that somebody want to say something? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Right. Well, let us get over the prayer, and then you talk, okay? Praise God. Here's Sister Jack.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord, Father. So, Father, we take it not for granted, Lord, Father. Father, we give you all honor, glory, and praise for this gift, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord, Father, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father. Father, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father, for those that ask for prayer for themselves or for their loved ones, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for hearing and answering prayers, Lord, Father, knowing that you make no mistakes in nothing that you do, Lord. Father, we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you the Barnes family, Lord, Father, Pastor Barnes and his family, Lord, Father. Father, strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, give them that peace that passes all understanding, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for the time, Lord, Father, that we had with Pastor Sharon, Lord, Father. Father, we took it not for granted, Lord, Father. Father, you know what she have done as she entered each and every person life that came in contact with her, Lord, Father. So, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to cover her family right now, Lord, Father, under the blood right now, Lord, Father. Father, shield and protect them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, as they prepare, Lord, Father, to lay their mom and wife to rest, Lord, Father. Give them that strength, Lord, Father. Father, not just then, Lord, Father, but, Father, on the days to come, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for your supernatural strength, Lord. We thank you for your comfort, Lord, Father. Father, knowing that you will not leave them comfortless, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father, to touch the city of victory, Lord, Father. Give them the strength also, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We just bless your name, Lord. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you for life, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Aggie right now, Lord, Father, asking you right now, Lord, Father. You know her situation, Lord, Father, and we ask you, Lord, Father, to intervene right now on her behalf, right now, Lord, Father. Touch in a mighty and a special way, Father. We know that you make no mistakes in nothing that you do, Lord, Father. So, Father, strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ruthie right now, Lord, Father, asking you to touch her stomach area right now in the name of Jesus as we speak healing to her body from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for what you have already done for her, Lord, Father. And, Father, we know, Lord, Father, that healing is the children's bread, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, as we continue to pray for healing, Lord, Father, for those that ask for healing, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for your healing virtue just flowing through and through them right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Shania, Tanika, Diggy right now, Lord, Father, Lakeisha, Lord, Father. Father Allison, Lisa, right now, Lord, Father, we hold them before you right now, Lord, Father, and plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Lord, Father. Father, touch their immune system right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, touch, Lord, Father, the upper respiratory system right now in the name of Jesus as we speak healing to their bodies in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Michelle, Lord, Father. Father, we're praying right now, Lord, Father, for her healing, Lord, Father, for her back and the abdominal pains that she's having, Lord, Father. We know, Lord, Father, that you're bigger than any pain, Lord, Father, and any sickness, Lord, Father. For you said, by your stripes we are healed, and healing is the children's bread, Lord, Father. Father, we continue, Lord, Father, to decree and declare it, Lord, Father, not just over ourselves, Lord, Father, but those that ask for prayer, Lord, Father. Father, as they touch and agree with us right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Lillian right now, Lord, Father, thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for bringing her through surgery, Lord, Father, as she go through her recovery process, Lord, Father. Touch her in a mighty and a special way, Lord, Father, as we speak healing, Lord, Father, to her in the name of Jesus. Father, touch Elise right now, Lord, Father. Father, touch her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. Father, we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, touch right now, Lord, Father, our listeners, Lord, Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for traveling mercies, Lord, Father, going to and from work, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for your shield of protection, Lord Father, on their jobs, Lord Father, their warring and minister angels standing, God, round about them, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for that right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for those that are in need of job, Lord Father, homes or vehicle, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my apostle, Lord Father. Father, continue to strengthen her, Lord Father. Father, as she lost her daughter, Lord Father, her daughter in Christ, Lord Father, continue to strengthen her, Lord Father. Father, she lost a sister recently, Lord Father. Father, touch her right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for the strength, Lord Father, that you continue to give her, Lord Father, on a daily basis, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father, to touch and heal her body right now in the name of Jesus as we continue to dispatch, Lord Father, her warring and minister angels to stand guard round about her in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we take you not for granted, Lord Father. We thank you for the people that you have placed in our lives, Lord Father, the good and the bad, Lord Father, for the bad, Lord Father, is to teach us, Lord Father, to pray and depend more upon you like never before, Lord, knowing that you're a God, Lord Father, and you handle all things right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you for this radio broadcast, Lord Father. Father, how we continue to reach many nations, Lord Father, touching the people in those nations, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, that your word is still going forth, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, that they are touched and healed by the word, Lord Father, delivered, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father, when they hear the prayer, Lord Father, knowing that you're merciful, loving, and forgiving God, Lord. Father, a God of many chances, Lord, we thank you that they take that opportunity, Lord Father, to accept you, Lord, in their lives, Lord. Father, even those, Lord Father, that rededicate their lives back to you, Lord Father, we say thank you. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing and deliverance being through these airways today, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for strength, peace, love, joy, and laughter right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I ask now that you decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord Father, as you increase in them, Lord Father. Father, show up, show out, Lord Father. Use them in a mighty and a special way right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Well, well, well. Praise the Lord. Ah, the prayer warrior's on the ball now. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the prayer. We thank the Lord. Amen. Now, if you didn't get your name called, it's because you didn't call. Call us at 347-857-3925. Give a call and leave your name and what you want us to pray for and all, and it will be prayed for. Amen. And let God do the rest. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Ah, prayer warrior back. Amen. Amen. Now let me give you a little short word here today. No person is strong enough to carry a cross and a prejudice at the same time. No person is strong enough to carry a cross and a prejudice at the same time. Ooh, you know, people are always trying to do everything at the same time. Amen. We thank God for Sister Diane. Amen. And she kind of getting there. She getting there.
Amen.
And we thank God for Bishop Porter.
God bless you, Apostle.
And we thank God for you, our special people on the other end. Every one of you, whether you silent or not, we know you loved Pastor Sharon, and we know you love us. Amen. If you don't, we're going to keep you out of heaven. Hallelujah. So I just thought I'd throw that at you. Amen.
You don't want to do that.
Praise the Lord. So I don't want to keep you out of heaven now. Okay? So you better throw some love this way. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, I'll give you a few seconds, if somebody want to say something.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. I know you won't be able to be at the funeral, but, come on. What you want to say? Hello. Praise the Lord.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Are you on the airplane now here?
No, tomorrow I'm asking for a blessing for Traveling Mercy.
Traveling Mercy, where you coming? You coming here?
Yes, to Orlando. We're going to our wedding.
Wedding? I'm talking about coming to the funeral.
I would like to.
Then,
if I get a wedding.
When your wedding is.
Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. The funeral Saturday. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. You're going to be missed because you're part of the family.
Yeah, I know. If I get a ride, I will try to come.
Okay, if you get a ride. So you tell somebody, throw your thumb up and tell somebody, need a ride. You need a ride. What time the wedding?
I don't know. We just know we're going go in, and they're going to pick us up, and then they're going to tell us everything.
She said, don't know. Say when they pick them up, they will tell them everything.
They ain't going to tell you till they get you. That don't even make sense. Okay. All right. Well, we miss you. We miss you. No, we certainly want to see you there because we know, you're a part of us. And we, I didn't know your wedding was the same day. Well, you know, people do things and, accordingly. But we thank God that you're thinking of us anyway and thinking of her also. We thank God for you. And you have a safe trip. And listen, don't y'all fight on the plane.
No.
Oh, this is some craziness is going on. Who is that?
Okay.
All coming through? Oh, all y'all coming. The whole bunch of y'all.
Yeah.
Not look at that. For some time around here, you want to pay us a visit since all y'all can come. Hey, listen at that. My. You know we want to see you and thank God for you and everything.
I would like to go.
We're going to be at Bishop Clark Church.
Okay.
You know where Bishop Clark is. You've been there a lot of times.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where it's going
to
be.
I say good morning, Grandma. Yeah, I say good morning, Grandma.
Good morning, Grandma. Good morning, baby. Good morning. I bet you tall now. Good morning.
Yeah.
You done grown up 10 inches more, right? Bless God. Bless God. Look, at the little grandbaby good morning, grandbaby. I got some more. Good morning, baby. Good morning. Good morning. See there? Teach him how to pray. Teach him how to get on the line and talk. Hey, they going to come to Bible class too. Amen. Oh, we going to teach them all. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, we're so glad to hear your voice. And we know that you loved her. Praise God. And she loved you too. And we know that. Praise God. But we're so glad to hear your voice and all. And, well, we know you're in the vicinity somewhere. You're in Orlando somewhere. But praise God. We're going to pray that you get here safely, you know, and nothing happens. No incidents happen.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
We're going to do that. All right. Have a nice day. Tell your other girls hello.
Okay, she's just coming in from for the boat.
To your mom coming in from off the boat. She from Tortola.
Oh, off the boat. Okay.
Yeah, you
catch
the boat to come
there. Boy, y'all have to take a boat on everywhere y'all go. Y'all must be like in Venice. Road is a water road. Praise God. All right, tell her hello, and I'm glad she got there safely. Okay. All right, anybody else want to say greetings, hello, whatever. We're just giving you a few moments, you know. Praise God. Amen. Nobody else? Who else? Amen. 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 All right. Okay, well, when you get ready, praise God, y'all just hit the button and, you know, somebody will let you in. We'll let you in. We thank God for our own Sister Nessie. Amen. Our own Sister Nessie. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We pray. We wish it was coming to see us, but she already had that appointment. Amen. So, you know, we thank God anyway that she called. We thank God for it because she has been faithful these several years. She's been faithful. Even though she's over in the island, she has been faithful. Amen to this ministry, and we highly respect and thank her for it. Amen. And Pete, of course, I can't forget her. Amen. I got a picture right up there, big old picture she got on my piano. Amen. So I won't forget her. She going to make sure I don't forget her. Amen. But it's right there where it was, where she first put it. It's still there. Amen. So I ain't going to forget you, baby. I ain't forgot you. All right. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? God is good regardless of the challenges and things that happen in our lives. And everything that happened is always, God has a reason for it happening. Isn't that right? Praise God. Amen. Amen. We miss our dear sister. Amen. 30-something years she's been with me. You know I miss her. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When I want to cry on somebody's shoulder, I cry on her shoulder too. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And if I get a little down, she put a little perk in me and let me know that now you know better than that. You know better than that. Amen. You know everybody get down sometimes, don't they? You know. Stop saying you such a solid rock. You so strong, you know. And if you got to cry or you get a little, how you say, discontent about something, just act like it. You know, so somebody can help you. Somebody can reach out and help you.
Amen.
Isn't that why God got people, other people there? Somebody to reach out and help you. So who going to help you if you don't reach out? Okay. I like it when people reach out and I get discouraged sometimes. And she would lift me up.
Yes, she would.
Praise the Lord. I can tell about me because it happened to me, but I can't tell about yours. You tell your own. Amen. Praise God. Oh, my God, it's good. All right. I also want to talk a little bit today about something. Let me tell you. Now, I can sing a lot of praises of Pastor Sharon. I can sing praises of him, but I'm for to praise the Lord. All right? And today is I'm lifting him up by way of a word.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'm lifting God up today, all right, because he is the one for us to lift up. All right, now let's go. I'm going to read a little story, a little bit about us. One story started this story here. But I'll give you my title, subject, whichever way you want to put it, afterwards, all right? Starting in Genesis the 26th, I'm going to start with Genesis the 26th chapter, and the 15th verse. Let's start at the 14th verse. You find out about somebody. Let's talk about Isaac now. For he had possession of flocks and possessions of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. Isaac was highly envied. Did you see that? For the wells which his father's servant had digged in the days of Abraham, his father. The Philistine had stopped them, filled them with earth, put dirt in them. You ain't got no more water. Put dirt in them. You know, people that envy other people, they allowed to do anything. You see what I'm saying? So they put dirt in them. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. Unless a man has some sense, you know. Can you imagine this man had sense? He had sense enough to know he can't fight against Isaac. He knew he couldn't beat him. He knew he had something that he didn't have. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Whatever his father named them, that's what he called them. Now, you know, Isaac didn't have to fight, right? He didn't fight them because they plugged up the well, because they put dirt in the well, and so they won't have no water. Huh? He just went and digged another one. Will you do that? Think about it now. Oh, you're going to stand up there and fight. What you going to do? And this is what he said. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. He found a well of springing water. He went and digged another well. You see, every time the enemy tried to take from you, I don't care what they try to take or who they take, God got something better for you or someone better in your life to bring you up, to support you. So he had what? A spring of water. A well of springing water. Now, you know, I thought about when you go all the way down to John, the 4th chapter, and you think about the Samaritan woman. When Jesus offered her that living water springing up into eternal life, Now, this well here, you can liken it unto that well of springing water. Why did they name it springing water? You see, because it will give you life. Do you see? And go on. And the herdsman of Gerar did strive with Isaac herdsman, saying, the water is ours. Now you're territorial now. You want to take somebody else's water, okay? It's ours. And he called the name of the well Esek because they strove with him. So now you got to fight with him, argue with him about the well. Now they didn't even dig the well, you see? They ain't dig the well, but you're going to come and take somebody's well. Isn't that just like... God call you to pastor and call you to be this, that, or the other, and long come somebody else trying to take you, take your members, take your house, take your husband, take your wife, Somebody always want to take something that don't belong to them, that they don't deserve, you know, but they still going to try. We go on, and they digged another well and strove for that also. They still following them around, fighting them for these wells, And he called the name of it Sitnah. And he removed them, he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord had made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Did you hear? But he didn't stop, did he? Think about it now. Hey, think about it. Every time they would take that well, it had a name. He named it after what Abraham had called them. He called their name. And they still didn't get enough. They thought they could make him quit. Ain't that just like the devil? He keep fighting and fighting and fighting. And he's a dirty fighter. He don't fight fair. He do not fight fair. So stop trying to make him fight fair, because he ain't going to fight fair.
Amen.
Do you understand? And every time they dig another well, here they come. They talking about this mine. Well, now all of them can't be yours now. You ain't dig no well. That's like people steal your money. People steal everything you got. They break in your home. People do all these kind of things to take what's yours. It doesn't belong to them, but they want stuff that they didn't work for. See, this is what's going on. But then he built another one. He didn't give up. Isaac didn't give up. Are you one going to give up? Are you going to give up? No, you're not going to give up. You know why you don't give up? Because good things happen at the well. Do you hear what I'm saying? Good things happen at the well. Do you hear what I'm saying? And listen here. What he called it, this would say he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now, the Lord had made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Do you hear me? Good things happen at the well. Did you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear? Just say Rehoboth, Rehoboth, Rehoboth. Good things happen at the well. The well of Rehoboth. All the other wells, okay, somebody was fighting over them and taking them and filling them up and taking them and just being mean and evil. But let me tell you, long as you can stand and still fight and allow God to guide guide you and protect you. You can say Rehobah, 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 because God done made room for us. We are making it. We are more than conquerors. We are going through the valleys of the shadows of death. We will not have to fear no evil because we are where? In Rehobah, Rehobah, Rehobah. We have the land. It's more than enough. We have room for us. God has enlarged our borders. You still can make it.
Amen.
We don't care what happened. You still can make it. Do you hear what I'm saying? God has made it where you can still make it. Hear what he say, huh? After all of that, all of that, and he called it Esau because they strove with him. Come on, that's they well. Now they know they ain't dug no well, huh? It's like people coming into your church trying to take over, huh? They come in, they want to take over because you don't like the way it is. But go buy your own church. Go find your own building and have your own church. And then you can do anything you want to.
They won't do that.
See? Some people did me like that. Talking about, oh, you know, she don't know how to do this. And she, but one, what you doing here? And two, if you want to have church the way you want to, go get your own place. And look, I'll help you get it. I'll give you some money to start your own place just so long as you go. You see what I'm saying? Well, that's me saying it. That wasn't them. They just built another one. I wasn't going to build another one. I'm going to help you build one, get yours. That's the way I would do. But these guys, Isaac, they've been and dug another well.
That's right.
See? And would you dig another well? No. You'd be trying to throw them folks in the well. That's what you would be doing. Praise God.
Come on now, Pastor.
You ain't no way. You today, you people, the people of today is not going to stand by them and I'm going to dig another well. No, you gonna throw them in the well? Say, I'm tired of this foolishness. I ain't taking no more, and then throw some dirt on them. You know, that's what we would do today. You see how crazy these people are today? Ain't nobody taking nothing no more. Did you notice they got 2% patience? Huh? People got 2% patience today. Huh? They ain't gonna tell my bill gonna dig another well. And I go out there and dig that one and here you come again. And you gonna mess it up too and talking about this is my well, this is your well. I ain't seen you dig nothing. See? I ain't seen you do got nail shovel in your hand. You get it? Today it's not like that. You ain't gonna sit around talking about, I'll let them go ahead on the habit. Okay, that was then. That was they to turn the other cheek. You know, you turned the other cheek and let them smack it and all of that. That's what you did. But now ain't nobody turning no cheek.
Nope.
See, because you slapped the first time, you got trouble. See, not 3 or 4 times. Okay, you got trouble, see. So now we can call our wells Rehoboth. Rehobah, Rehobah. Look what God has done, huh? Now the Lord had made room for us and we shall be fruitful in the land. We going to be fruitful where we are. We don't have to move no more. Ain't that the truth? Hallelujah. Anyhow, we ain't got to move no more. You done moved enough. Now it's time. Now let me tell you, let you know about that well. We still talking about that well. Good things happen at the well. Good things. Listen. Hey, here we are. We are in the second chapter of Exodus. Now, and amen. All right, we're going to start at the 15th chapter. the 15th verse of the third chapter. I'm sorry, I'm looking backward here.
Chapter.
Yeah, the third chapter and the 15th verse. Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses, and Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. And he sat down by a well. Now, do you think that it was a coincidence that he sat down by the well? No. There was a purpose for him to sit down by the well. Huh? Listen what happened. Now, the priests of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the trough to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flocks. Now, I ain't stopping there now, but listen now. See, these girls, seven of them was there watering their father's flock. Now think about this. I'm going to just throw this in and make you laugh. Now, you know Daddy wanted them to find a man. Wanted them to find a husband. Okay? Say, so these shepherds came by there and drove them away. All right? But they wasn't the man that they were looking for, that they needed in their life. Okay? But look what happened. God sent who? Moses. Moses. Moses was on the run anyway. Huh? See? So the well was purpose-built for him. Do you see how God moved? God had that well there for him so that he can meet his future wife. At the well. Hey, what well y'all standing by right now? Y'all digging a well in your yard? You finna put a well in your yard so he can come by your house? Huh? Come on now. God can do that too now. You know, he can bring somebody by there trying to get a little drink of water. Put your little dipper, bucket, and a dipper in the well. And so anybody you want water, come by and draw it. But you won't keep an eye on it. Because you waiting for what? Your Moses to come by. Praise God. Amen, you see. So what happened? And when they came to Raul, their father, he said, how is it that you all come so soon today? Because you know it took them a while to feed all the flock, these girls, all right? And he want to know, how you get home so soon? What happened? You ain't feeding the flock today? You know, and he said unto his daughter, and where is he? She told him about the man that came and drew water enough for us and watered the flock. And they be just telling his father all, you know, what happened. So you can tell by what daddy said here unto his daughter. Where is he? Now, he said, where is he? Huh? You mean to tell me there was a man come by and help you draw the water, fed all the flock, and you left him there? Are you crazy? Y'all need husbands. Okay? think about that. Papa telling them, you know, where is he? Why is it that you have left the man? Call him that he may eat bread. Come on here. We gonna draw him on in. You know? Amen. This is the man at the well. This ain't the woman at the well. This is the man at the well. See, now the woman at the well had a whole bunch of men. Now here the man at the well, he ain't now woman. But he was surrounded by a bunch of women. See it working in the opposite direction here, huh? Now, I told you something good happens at the well. Do you see what I'm saying? Moses, God had him there, you see, at the well. See what he says? That's where he stopped. He done ran from Pharaoh. ran from Pharaoh, and here he is all the way in Midian now. And he sat down by a well. Was it a coincidence? No. Wasn't a coincidence. See, God has every detail planned in our lives. Remember what Ecclesiastes say? Time to live, time to die. Time to mourn, time to laugh. You know, so time for everything. So that tells me that God details everything in our life that happens. Good, bad, or indifferent. God has already had a plan for it. Where you going to sit, where you going to live, where you going to go, and who you going with, it's already planned. Do you see? All right. Now, go get that man. And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses Zipporah, his daughter. He ain't even asked for, but he gave it to him. I know she was the oldest, so she gave it to him. Now, listen. Moses ain't had no woman. All that running he had to do. Wait, we ain't had time to pick up no woman over there. He was running for his life, you see. And he was running away from something he didn't understand what he was running away from. Because if God put him in a little pan in the water to save his life, that means he was running then. He just been
old enough to know how to run.
But he was still running. God had him running. And he had him run and run until he run into what God needed him to run into.
That's right.
Now, that's what he's doing to some of you today. You've been running from God. Oh, but there's a well somewhere waiting for you. A well with good stuff going on.
Amen.
Good things happening. Wondrous things been happening. Stuff that you need in your life, you're going to have to run into. And this is what it says. She bare him a son, and he called his name Gershon. For he said, I have been a stranger in a strange land. He have been. He ain't no stranger no more. Do you see what I'm saying? He ain't no stranger no more. Look what happened to him at the well. He got him a wife. He got his good thing. And he didn't have to put an ad in the paper. He didn't have to go to the dating game. He didn't have to be under the bachelorettes.
Come on.
He didn't have to do all that. Go, you don't know what you get there. See? You like to get one of them bad wells.
Bachelorettes and the bachelorettes.
See? You might end up in the well of Esek or Sitna. You might be in one of them wells. See, you ain't going to be in no Rehoboth well, not going to the dating game, not advertising man need woman, woman need man, want this type of man and that type of man, and the man come pretending to be those things, or the woman come pretending to be those things, and end up, you got nothing but the devil, See, because you got a bad well. Your well, because you call yourself trying to steal it, take it any way you can, end up being a dry well.
Come on now.
You don't miss your water till your well run dry. You see what I'm saying? You don't miss no water till your well run dry. So here he is in a fruitful land. Look how he's been blessed already. He just was found. He found a well. Lord, have mercy.
Come on now.
Don't you know you need a good well to get to right now? Some of you need a good well, want a good well. If you be patient, look how many years it took him to get there. He was in deserts where there was no wells. Do you see? All the years that he was running, I mean, listen, and listen, God had him running in them 40 years, 40 years this time, 40 years that time, 40 years that time. Everything was 40 years. Now that's a little rough. You think, well, where is God? Is there a God? Huh? Is there a God? Cause I'm out here in the desert in the night. I'm freezing in the day. I'm baking. Huh? He running. Now you know it's time for something good. He done went through all the bad. Time for something good now. So now he's got to meet it. Now here comes all that well done. He had a good wife too, didn't he? That man had a good wife. Yes, he did. He had a very good wife. Let me tell you, when you go to the well, let me tell you now, you dip looking for a drink of water, don't you? That's what you go looking for. But guess what? Sometimes it's cool and sometimes it's not. But guess what? There was Rachel at the well. Yeah. She was at the well. Go to the 29th chapter now. Let me find my Genesis 29, and let's see what 10 say. And it came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother. Wait a minute, my eyes are running now. His mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Mm-hmm. Didn't I tell you good things happen at the well?
Yeah.
Did you see that? Now, he doing the same thing Moses did now, only he ain't got to roll no stone away. Moses just got the water out the well. But here, he has to do, roll the stone away from the well. You know, was that the Philistine covering him up or not?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He rolled the stone away from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel. Oh, my. Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was his father's brother. He didn't even know who he was kissing, did he? But it was at where? The well. And that he was Rebecca's son. And she ran and told her father. All them fathers were standing by that well, wasn't they? See what's going on. See who you getting here. And it came to pass, Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him. A lot of kissing going on. And kissed him and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. Laban said to him, surely thou art my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month. He stayed there a month. But he had to do what? Look at Rachel. He done already kissed her. 4 times. Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? Now, look, Laban. the man ain't been there but a month, and already you in the taking business, huh? And Levin had two daughters. Uh-oh. Name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Lord, I don't want to read that because y'all will be in trouble. Leah was tender-eyed, and Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. Now, this man met this woman at the well. That's his good thing at the well. Good thing at the well, y'all. But what happened? The devil's throwed him a Mickey, didn't he? He didn't put no sand in the well, but he might as well have put sand in Jacob's eye. Huh? He might as well put some sand in his eye. Because of what? The way his daddy did him, daddy-in-law did him. Okay? But then, whatever man sow, that's what he reaped, too, ain't it? Now, if he do stuff like that, then it's going to come back to you. But you ain't going to like it. Okay?
They don't understand.
You don't get it. See? That's when your well go dry. Okay? You thought you had a good well. You thought you met your blessing at the well.
Come on now.
But what happened? Oh, my God. You got a surprise. Surprise, surprise. Right there at the, from the well. Your dad-in-law. Huh? He pulled something on you, didn't he? How much you going to charge me to work for me, you know? He knew. He saw him looking at Rachel. He saw that. He know that. That's why he did all that. But y'all know, some of you may not know the story, but read the story there in Genesis, the 29th chapter. Read that story about Jacob and Rachel and Laban and what he did and Leah. The tender-eyed one. Wonder why they used the word tender-eyed. What was cross-eyed?
Leah was.
Yeah, but what would you call it? Cross-eyed.
Yeah, cock-eyed.
Cock-eyed, cross-eyed.
Maybe
cock-eyed.
Maybe
she wasn't a beauty to look at. In fact, he slept with her and then had never seen her. Because what's called is nothing in there.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why you
thought he was getting Rebecca. He was getting
Rachel.
Rachel, I mean.
He thought
he was getting Leah.
And the daddy pulled a switch on.
So that's what he did to Esau.
See,
so what goes around
comes around.
That's right.
Do you get the picture? See, now what? He thought he had something good at the well.
No, when he went to bed, he had some good.
See, he thought he had. Good thing he got his kiss then.
There wasn't no lamp. He had a lamp on.
See, he got his kiss then. He didn't get his kiss after that, did he? 14 years ago.
And when he woke up, surprise, surprise, surprise.
Here you got the cock-eyed one. See?
Tender-eyed,
Father, tender-eyed. Well, the Bible called it tender-eyed.
It's been several years.
So, man had to work his fingers to messing with it. But that was due him. He worked because he know he had to do it because he know the trouble he caused. See? And listen, Levin didn't stop there. Oh, he was enjoying his prosperity. He say, oh, man, because of you, I'm getting blessed. Look at here. Ooh, I'm everything multiplying around here.
It was worse than 14 years for Levin to live.
My man.
I ain't let this blessing go.
And when he found out, he didn't like it, but what he had to do?
He had to work.
He had to work some more years to try to get Rachel what he wanted. But, you know, meanwhile, let me tell you, when you read the story, meanwhile, Laban, he said, Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zipporah, his maid for and handmaid. Now, here you go still trying to keep Leah in the running. Well, you can't mess with a man's heart. The man's heart was on Rachel no matter who you gave him, who you made, told her, come in there and get in the bed with him. You see? So they did what they were told. Okay? And what happened? She having children.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah? She having children. He still ain't got to his reach.
He ain't turned it down.
Okay, now. Thank you for saying that. He turned it down.
Well, he is a man.
Okay, now.
Okay? He's a man. Praise God. And I told y'all, don't put no temptation in the man's front of the man. I am not going to have no a fabulous looking woman for my to come in my house and work, and I got a husband up in there. Okay, you young, cute. You think I'ma hire you? Better not holler how old. Cause being a man, he may test that too.
Yeah.
And they want to test everything. You know, and don't be believing what they say. No, I ain't did nothing, honey. They was approaching me. They lying. See?
See yourself,
They lying. Stay at
the well.
They're telling me to stay at the well. Good things do happen. Yeah, well, now, listen. At the well, you know, sometimes, see, you when you look at this story, the bedroom had something to do with the well.
Come on now.
Because what you met, what you met at the well, you wanted, but you didn't get what you wanted. So therefore, you got a substitute. See? So that must have been a mighty kiss at that well. Because it had to last him all that year, all them years.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? It had to last. I know y'all told me don't talk about the leave the bedroom. Ain't the bedroom and the well come together? Because the good thing that you're looking for is well at the well. And when you get that good thing, you know, you go with it. You go with the flow, you know. Let me tell you. Okay, I'm going to go back this here. Now, what was Rachel? Rachel mean that it's the good. The good that's happened, right? That's where he had to be fruitful. Regardless of how things went, he had to be fruitful. And he had to be fruitful on a higher plane. You see, Leah was the lower plane. You get it? She was the lower plane. Even though Rachel was barren, just for a time. But what happened? God didn't just pass her by and leave her by, but there was situations had to occur. What a man sow, what he reap, that had to be fulfilled. It's fulfilled in all our lives. Whether we want to accept it or not, it's fulfilled. Regardless of where it was fulfilled, even though, like, think about Jacob now, he had to reap what he sowed, yet he had to fulfill the promise. You say, but he did, I don't care what he did, or what happened to him. God did not forget his promise, and he ain't forget his promise to you. You hear what I'm saying? It may take a little bit more time because of whatever you done in your life. You got to reap what you sow. And he has to put all the components in place. Everything has to be in place so that you can reap what you sow. And after you reap what you sow, then you can come and walk into the promise. Do you hear me?
Yep.
Then the good things start to happen.
Yep.
Do you see how it happens?
Yes.
Moses, that's what happened, huh? After all of that, he killed that man. Naturally, he had to reap what he sowed. He paid. He went through, oh, my God, look at all the trouble he went through and the years he had to go through it. God didn't just do it overnight.
Come on now.
And your troubles ain't going to pass overnight. You walk through these valleys. You climb these high mountains. You go through things.
God.
See? But he's still right there making sure you go through it.
Come on now.
Matter of fact, you don't even see him when he helped you through it.
Come on.
See? Because he know that these mortal bodies can only endure so much. So much pain, so much trouble, so many trials. You know, even so much we get to a point where we ready to quit, jump off.
Yes.
But God, just when you finna jump off the edge, he step in.
What?
See what I'm saying? He steps in, and it's what? On time.
Mm.
On time. Hmm? I don't care if you're sinking. Look at Peter when he walked on a walk on the water. And God, Jesus told him, come on, walk on, come on, come on, come on. He go on there. Jesus say, okay, let me see. He showed a little faith. Let me see how much faith he got here. Let me stir it up a little bit, water. Stir up. Water stirred up and Peter, my man went to sinking. He got scared. He forgot faith. You ever got to the point that so much trouble in your life and you wonder where your faith is?
Yes.
We all been through those problems. Do you hear what I'm saying? We needed a well. We need four or five wells. Because we were going through it. We needed something good to happen. You've been in that. I've been in that. We all been in it. If you ain't been in it, well, watch out. You're going to be in it. Because it has to happen in your life in order to bring you to perfection.
Come on now.
You're not perfect. You was not born perfect. And stop telling people you was born perfect. I've been perfect all my life. I ain't never done nothing wrong. You wrong now because you're lying. See? Talking about you ain't never done nothing.
Yes.
All of us done something.
Yes, Lord.
It might have been not big as other people's stuff, what they done, but you still did it. See? So don't go telling people that no more. See? Come on. And I had a miserable life of sin. Why you were sinning? It must have wasn't miserable, was it?
Preacher, Papa, you're on the road here tomorrow.
Huh? It wasn't miserable. It wasn't miserable because you did it. You was enjoying yourself. When you got in that club doing the boogie-woogie and the whatever else you was doing, what happened? You was enjoying yourself. Smoked them joints. You was enjoying yourself.
Come on now.
After you preach.
Come on now.
Don't tell nobody talking about, I ain't never done nothing bad in my life. Okay, what about when you went with that woman husband?
Oh,
oh.
Now I'm meddling.
Meddling.
Huh? What about that time? Mm. What about you? He tell you, well, my wife ain't coming home because she over to her mother's house over in Jersey somewhere, and you go to the house like a nut. Because he told you that lie.
Okay, now.
And that's when the Lord let that woman come on and catch you. You see what I'm talking about? We do stupid things and say we ain't never done nothing.
Come on now.
We ain't been to the right well. We went to Satan's well.
Jesus.
Uh-huh. And when you go to Satan's well, you ought to get in any of the maggot holes. You know, you seen them maggots in the down in the hole there? You see them? Eating away things? Huh? Because you in Satan's well. And you got the worst thing that he got in there.
Jesus.
You ain't had nothing good. And you just as happy as a lark. Oh, I got the nicest husband. He beating you coming and going. Oh, my husband is this, and he makes the best for me, and he is like that. What's that, Fatal Attraction, the movie where the man was rich and give the woman everything, but he had a problem. Possessive, he didn't want her to go nowhere, locked her in the house. She locked in the house, had water all surround her. He thought she couldn't swim and everything else. That woman learned how to swim. That's sleeping. Okay, I got the wrong movie.
Yeah.
Sleeping with the enemy. Whatever. But I know I've seen it. But she learned how to swim and got away from him,
yeah,
didn't she? You see what I'm saying? We end up getting the wrong thing out the wrong well because we, one, don't wait. We don't consult God. We don't ask God. Is this the right man for me, Lord? Is this your chosen one for me? For me, not somebody else, for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to share him with somebody else.
Come on now.
I don't like sharing.
Nope, not that kind of shit.
I don't like that kind of sharing. And I know you don't either. No, some of you may love sharing. That's why you stay with that gentleman, because you want to share. You got him up out of the ditch. You got him out of that well full of everything that God ain't put there for you. And you say, but the Lord gave him to me. Well, did he? You didn't find no Rehoboth. This ain't it. When you get it, you know, now God has really blessed me. You know God bless you then, don't you? But when you got one of them things out the devil's well, you know good and well that God ain't bless you. And God don't tempt you. He don't tempt no man. He ain't going to tempt you. The devil got, God give him some right, and his right is to do what? To bring all this kind of stuff before you for you to get.
Can't say it's God.
Huh? And you always, why is it that most people choose the wrong thing? Why you want to go in the devil's well? Why not go over here? Well, because your mother told you, baby, that person ain't no good, and he ain't gonna mean you no good. Don't mess with him. And then you want him then. Mama don't know what you're talking about. You done been through it. You got your man. Yeah, but it took me some while to get him too, and I didn't get him out of no devil's well. See, and now I'm gonna run on here for a few minutes. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna run on a few minutes to John the 4th chapter with the woman at the well. And there she is. Do you think it was coincidental that Jesus stopped at that well? Because that's one of the good wells.
You said it was
the need. And when he told. When he told the disciples, because they said, why are you going that way?
He said, it's a need.
Amen. Hey, because I have somebody here, need the Rehoboth well.
Come on now.
See, it's need that I go here.
Come on.
Because Rehoboth, that's the well God made fruitful for me, for his people. So he didn't find her by accident. He knew she was going to be there.
Amen.
And he knew that they're going to be just like them Philistines, you know. They're going to be just like it. Try to get away from there. You don't drink from that well, master, or don't do this, master. No, no, no. I'm going away. I ain't got you to tell me nothing. I'm going to do what God sent me here to do. There she come to get her some water. Was that accidental? No.
No.
Huh? She went at the right time.
Yep.
See, that's why I keep telling you, time is of the essence to you. When God tell you to do something, it's the time when he tell you is you to do it because he got all the pieces in place to benefit you. Look at the well. He had the women there, and with the woman in Samaria, he had the man there. The man that she needed, and Moses had the woman that he needed. Huh? At the well. That's why I told you good things do happen at the well. Huh? And what did she get? He said, drink of my water that I give, and you'll never be thirsty again. And what is it? It's that living water. The same water that you go back to Genesis and Exodus and all around where God talk about that springing water. That was good water. Huh? His water, living water, water that bring you to a new life. And this water brought her to a new life where she did not need no more of them type of men no more in her life. She did not need. She only had one, and that was Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who told her that I am he. I'm it. They ain't no other. See?
Yeah.
What else that going to do? She drank, didn't she? Say, can you tell me? Like Dad told me I got to drink a lot. I got to drink a lot of more water. So I'm trying to drink a lot of more water. So I'm trying to get it down, you know. So can you imagine her just drinking of Jesus, drinking of Jesus? You say, how's she drinking of Jesus? Because the more he talked, the more she swallowed, and she swallowed, and she swallowed, and she swallowed. She took deep swallows every time till she was full. He told her that she was going to be full of that. And she got it. She got it. So let me tell you, that's why good things happen at the well. At the well that never will run dry. You'll never be thirsty again. You'll always, as Bishop say, refill and refill and refill and refill it. Huh? If it look like you're going dry, you go and refill, get another dip, you get another sip. That's what you would do every time, each time that things go. You would drink more and more and more of Jesus. That's why he told him, if you drink this blood. See what he say? Drink. Now, they thought it mean in the natural, you're going to drink his blood. Now, you're going to drain him and drink it? No, don't be so silly. Listen here, this is a spiritual thing he's talking about, because he was now fixed to say water and blood.
Preacher,
see, when water and blood came out of him, therefore you had that water that sprang up to eternal life. And the blood that wash away all sin. So you were clean with the water. The water, he said, by the water, washing of the water of the word. That's what you were. Do you get it? Do you get it today? Huh? This is your day for you to say, I am at the right well. This is the right well, right here, this Blog Talk Radio today, you at the right well.
Come on now.
Amen.
Take your sip and you be on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Take a sip right now. This is it. Your chance. And when you do, nothing else will matter. And Jesus will be first in your life.
Come on.
I want Jesus to be first in your life. You say, well, I got my husband, I got my children. I say, Jesus, be the first in your life. Huh? He should be first in your life, and then they come. Then your time is there. But we got it backward. Everybody got it backward. Well, no, you got to see about your family. God say you take care of his business, he'll take care of yours. Huh? Why did he tell you, if you don't have mother, father, if you lose them all, say he going to raise up somebody to be there for you.
That's what he
said.
Thank you, Jesus.
And one thing he said, I'll be with you always. He was with the Samaritan woman when they turned on her. They tried to turn on her when she went to tell him. Oh, you lying. Get away from here. I don't believe you. Hey, I'm going to see myself. Good. That's what I need you to do. Go see. Huh? That what I got at the well was so good. Good. See how good it was? So good make you sing, don't it? Huh? So good. Do you get it? Oh, I better leave this alone because there's so much more, you know. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I just, oh, Lord have mercy. I'm doing okay right now. I'm doing okay right now. Cause listen, I'm drinking from the well that will never go dry.
Amen.
I'm drinking right now. I have to drink it. Cause situations occur in my life, so many different crazy things going on in my life. People still trying to get rid of you and out your life, and they don't know they gonna mess around and get out. See?
Tell it.
Because of what? I'm drinking from the well, and I'm like this Samaritan woman. I'm going to preach the gospel anyhow, whether I feel like it or not, whether I do, whether you like it or not, too. Hey, glory, I'm to praise God. Hey.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, tell me you wasn't blessed by that word that just came forth. You know, good things happen at the well. Which well are you standing by today? Are you standing by Rehovah, Rehovah, Rehovah? Are you standing at one of those other wells that, you know, you claim was yours and wasn't yours? What well are you standing by today? I tell you, that was an awesome word, trusting that you got filled today. If you was running low and you was thirsty, trust that you thirst no more. That quench your thirst, and you're going to come back again tomorrow and hear that word. I tell you, if you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on that link and hear the broadcast again. I tell you, it blesses me each and every time we come on this broadcast. Why? Because you continue to get filled on a daily basis. You get filled. So today, read the word and get filled. If you're running dry, you know, you're about to go empty, read the word today and get filled. As they say, there's many refillings, many. It's up to you to take that drink or eat that food today. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You would like to sow a seed into this radio broadcast so the man and woman of God to continue to come on this broadcast? I tell you, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Even if you would like to sow a seed to, you know, give a donation to Pastor Bond's family, you know, you can also do that. If you have Zelle, you can enter in Logion, INT, at gmail.com. That's Logionint at gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. That way it gets to whoever it is that you're sending it to, or you're just sowing the seed into the radio broadcast. Please, we do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms and would like to mail it in, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, don't forget, tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me believe. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
Soon as I stop worrying,
when I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
when I
let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way. Oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go,
I let go,
and I can let God,
let
him have his way.
That's when things start happening.
My sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.